State Senator Joan Baldwin is with us this morning. Happy Earth Day, Senator.
Yeah, good morning. It looks beautiful out there, but of course it's just a little bit on the chilly side yet today.
Well, I came in this morning on Radio Road. I was greeted by the aroma of fresh fertilizer on the fields. So definitely got
that. We're getting into, planting season. So
right.
Natural fertilizer is always the best.
Right. And, you know, I actually talked to your hubby earlier this morning. We were talking about how farmers don't waste anything. So if you're talking about conservation, environmentalism, those type of efforts on an Earth Day, there's a good example, I guess.
Anyway. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, speaking of farming and something that comes up in a lot of farmers and other folks go to, and those are county fairs, town fairs, local fairs, and you have a bill that was signed into law that supplies some funding for some of those.
Absolutely. So there are many communities and counties that have more than one fair. There are district fairs as well as county fairs. There are some regional fairs also in addition to the county fairs. And the problem was there really wasn't enough money in the pool to pay premium dollars for everyone that was exhibiting at all those fairs. So the Department of Ag, Trade and Consumer Protection would prorate what there was, and then they said, not only are we going to prorate how much is there, we're going to say that you can only get a premium attending one fair. Well, this is something we're trying to promote, especially with our youth, some good, wholesome activities. And, of course, practice makes perfect. So if you're interested in going to the Mid-Wisconsin Fair as well as your county fair, if you're going to go to the Lodi Fair as well as the Columbia County Fair, or Elroy over in the new part of the district in Juneau, why shouldn't you have the opportunity to do that? So during the budget session, Representative Tony Kurtz and I were able to put in some additional funding, and now we've done follow-up legislation that says, no, everybody who goes and attends, puts in something at a fair, can receive a premium. And now we are much more confident that there will be enough funding there from the state so that everyone will be able to receive their award. And we're not talking about a lot of money, just to promote good behavior on behalf of especially our youth.
Well, they put such an effort in what they're doing, whether it's photography or raising an animal or something along those lines. They spend a lot of time, and that's a lot of effort just to get a ribbon, right?
Exactly. And it's not like it's big money that you get with a premium. But, yes, it does help with maybe some of the supplies, offset some of the time that maybe you didn't spend working down at the corner deli or something like that to help you out. But just good, wholesome activity.
Okay. So we want to change the subject a little bit here. Obviously, most people are aware that the look of your district has changed and the 14th Senate district has changed, but at least through November, you'll be representing this area, right?
Well, actually, through the first of the year, mm-hmm. I represent the same area that I have for nearly 4 years now. I will be campaigning in the new part of the district. When we get off the phone here, I'm going to be heading over to Reedsburg and then Baraboo, which is all part of the new part of the 14th Senate district. And the people in this listening area who are moving now, who will now be in the 13th Senate district and represented by Senator John Jagler out of Watertown, will not have a senator on their ballot because the 13th district is in the middle of their four-year term. So Mr. Jagler will inherit all the good people of Green Lake and Ripon area.
Right. And rule of thumb is this is the election where you have all the odd-numbered districts that are up for re-election, and or I should say all the even-numbered, and then
right.
the 2 years from now it would be the odd-numbered. So
exactly, that's exactly the way it that's exactly the way it works for sure.
But on the other hand, all of the state assembly districts are up for election this time because those are 2 year terms. So
exactly, and Representative John Plummer, who has covered Ripon, Brandon, Fairwater, and Southern Green Lake County, is the state representative in the area till the end of the year. He's announced that he's retiring. He won't be running to renew his term. But because of the changes, all of this area will become a district where someone who you're familiar with, Representative Alex Solomon, will be running. So it's good for him. He gets Markazan back as part of his district, the place where he grew up.
Right, right. Okay. Another bill that you had a hand in is something referred to as an opportunity grant. Tell us about that, if you would, please.
Well, everyone is very excited about Wisconsin is now featured in this series of Top Chef. And so we're able to, between the Department of Tourism and Workforce Economic Development Corporation, they're actually advertising during those segments, you know, to help promote Wisconsin, besides what's happening on Top Chef and going to each of the local areas in Madison, Milwaukee restaurants. We all know that in a couple years, we're going to have the NFL draft coming to Green Bay. Well, all of these things actually take some investment from the locals, and in this case, from the state, to bring these groups in. They don't do it for free. And there is work that needs to be done by the locals to make sure that everything is ready. So instead of doing this as something that we only do at budget time, we created a pool of funds of $10 million that could be what we call the Major Opportunities Grant. And this would then be a fund that an organization could apply to any time of the year, not just at budget time. And if it was a worthy opportunity, could get some seed money or sort of help with funding. There's a couple things on the horizon that folks are talking about already. You might have heard that the Milwaukee Bucks are trying to get the All-Star game into Pfizer Forum. So they're working on that project. With the upgrades that we authorized with American Family Field, making it a little more of a four-season event venue. Visit Milwaukee, that's the Milwaukee Area Chamber of Commerce. They are trying to figure out if they can get WWF WrestleMania to come in and use American Family Field for that venue. And like I said, these are all things that are great economic drivers for the communities, but it's competitive to bring those groups in. And so trying to get a little extra help from the state in return, if we have all these events come in, we're going to be getting a good return on our investment with higher revenue from sales taxes and room taxes and all of those kinds of things. So I'm super pleased that this Major Opportunities Grant Program was successful and signed into law by the governor as actually one of the last bills that he signed this session. And it's good for all of us.
Yeah, to make a confession, I'm not normally a Top Chef fan, but I have been watching this season because it highlights Wisconsin. The last episode was particularly entertaining when the chefs had to do their own take on the Wisconsin Supper Club. But
I'm sure there was something about old-fashioned there. But, it was a real partnership by some of our commodity groups in Wisconsin. And when you see the credits roll through, the mm-hmm. Wisconsin Cranberry Association and the Wisconsin Cheesemakers were very instrumental in helping to put together the dollars that got Top Chef to come in. This is, they did all their filming last summer, of course, right?
Right.
And then all the post-production, they actually didn't start showing this until March. But that gave our Department of Tourism and Economic Development to get their ads put together. They're spending money on that also, but it's a way to marshal all of this attention and bring more people to Wisconsin.
And they've done a good job of making Wisconsin proud, really, at least mm-hmm. in my opinion anyway. But
very good.
Joan, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Very good. So happy to do that. Have a great day. And I would also say that as equipment starts moving on the road, please be patient. Please be careful. And as we start construction season now on the roads, a few of them already started, please give way. Slow down and move over when you see those construction zones and emergency zones. We have way too many people that are injured and even killed just doing their job every day. So I appreciate that people will think twice when they're approaching those areas.
Thank you very much, Senator. Appreciate your time.
Have a great day. Bye now.
That is State Senator Joan Balwick. She represents the 14th State Senate District here in the state of Wisconsin. We appreciate her time this morning.